Caleb Collier says that this proposal is meant to protect their Second Amendment rights.
I'm proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city. Today on Church and State, FDA approves new COVID booster among rising cases. We'll also be covering new study examines the unexpected correlation between IQ and COVID vaccination. Plus, I get no respect. Hello, Christian Patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. And I'm your host, Caleb Collier, your favorite far-right shock jock, and once again, the most schizophrenic show you listen to on a daily basis. I'm over here in the intro is going, and my engineer, I always get you guys mixed up, but my engineer, Chris, over here, he's like headbanging to the intro song. Like, he pulled out a lighter, like he's like 80s butt rocking it over here. It was like, I mean, I like our intro too, but apparently he really likes it. Yep, there he is with a beard, that guy. Yeah, he's headbanging over there. He's all about it. I love the other camera angle that we can embarrass you guys on. Look at those guys. Pat's trying to hide right now. Anyway, if you want to see what these two fine gentlemen look like, well, you got to download our shows. You got to go over to churchandstate.media, where you can see all of our shows, all of our episodes, and we've got some great ones on there. Upload them, download them, share them with family, share them with friends. Look, there's a lot of bad content out there, and I work very hard to ensure that you never have bad content. There's not a single bad show that we've ever done. Maybe the one where I went off on Baby Shark. That's a possibility. But other than that, great stuff. Also, you can take advantage of all of our fine affiliates. The one I'm going to showcase today is those delicious s'mores and grilled cheese sandwiches, because oftentimes I'm in charge of meals and my kids just went back to school, so I won't have to do that as much. But I tell you, during the summer months, it's hard. I'm trying to work. You know, dads, we don't traditionally cook all that well. Sometimes it's edible, not always. But throwing a grilled cheese sandwich into a toaster, boom, it's done. It's that simple. Dads, buy this product. You'll thank me later. Also, if you want to donate to us just directly, we appreciate those donations. And you can just click right on the website, donate to us. You can do it through cash or you can do it through Bitcoin. Lastly, if you want to get a hold of us, Church and State 1776 at proton.me. So I was talking to the two gentlemen that are with me, and we were talking about how much we love coffee. And if you don't like coffee, you're a communist and get out of this country. But coffee is amazing. And Pat says to me, I love the smell of coffee right as I'm waking up. Now, my problem is I'm just not that put together. I don't actually at night go to the coffee machine, get everything ready, set the alarm so that I can wake up that way. I do love that smell, but it doesn't happen very often for me. And one of these two guys said, you know, well, if your wife wakes up before you, she can make the coffee. You can wake up that way. Well, no, not in my case. And tell me if I'm wrong, which I'm not, so don't tell me, actually. But for some odd reason, this is how men and women are configured, okay? If a guy wakes up first, like if I wake up before my wife, I am a ninja. You are not going to hear me. Like I sneak out of bed, like roll out real cautiously, and then I am like tiptoe. I'm getting through there. My wife doesn't even hear it. Like I open the door real softly. Keep my hand to where the knob is still turned so I can close it and you don't hear that latch shut. Like I'm good at what I do. Okay. Women, on the other hand, I think the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning is you get on the drum set. You are beating that thing to death. Like you are awake. Everybody else is awake, you know, like crash, bang, clearing your throat, slam the door. I'm like, well, apparently I'm not sleeping in today. So I never get to wake up to that wonderful, delicious smell of coffee. I tell you, I get no respect here. I really don't.
I mean, that's the story of my life. No respect. I'm telling you, no respect at all.
See? Rodney Dangerfield knew. You get no respect. Anyway, now that I'm severely in trouble, Thankfully, my wife doesn't catch most of my shows. But don't tell her, by the way. I know I've got some female friends on here that are friends with my wife. Don't you dare tell her. Anyway, let's get into the news. FDA approves new COVID booster among rising cases. Yep, this just dropped today. Don't you love that? Don't you love the fact that the government and all of its benevolence is, of course, already authorized and approved an updated COVID booster? There's rising cases. And look, I'm not going to lie to you. There are rising cases of COVID. Okay. I know enough people in the medical community that, yes, indeed, this is happening. But it's not that scary, ladies and gentlemen. It's not this virus that's going to kill us all. And in fact, last time, it didn't kill us all. But unfortunately, there's so many sheep out there that they are eagerly rolling up their sleeves. Give me the next booster, daddy. The other ones made me feel horrible. I'm not paying attention to all these died suddenlies. You know, these athletes, these newscasters where you can just see their eyes roll back and boom, they're on the ground. Suffering from massive strokes, massive heart attacks, super cancers. We'll get into that in a little bit. But no, we're not going to pay attention to any of that stuff because the government has said that COVID is upon us again and we've got to get ready for it. And the best way to do so is to put your very life in the hands of Moderna and Pfizer, which have unrolled these new ones. I just can't imagine being this dumb to not look around, to not question what's being told and to say, you know, yeah, I'm just going to roll this up again. Look, they're also saying, I love what they say here. They're saying they're rolling this thing out and it should be available, ready available, just in time for the flu shot as well. So for ease of time, you can just go to your doctor and get the flu shot and the COVID booster all in one visit. Now, let me ask you this, and it's going to take a little bit of critical thinking. Okay, but let me just ask you this. How many people do you know that year after year get the flu shot and then just a few days later get horribly sick from the flu? And, you know, their response is always the same. I've heard it so many times throughout my life that I basically can just spit it off. But their response is always, but imagine how sick I would have gotten if I hadn't got the flu shot. Come on now. Come on, you're every single year, that's what happens to you? Like you were just about to get sick right before you scheduled your flu shot? Boy, you could set your watch by getting the flu then. Like, wake up, ladies and gentlemen. And I know my audience isn't this type of people, but I'm hoping that you share this enough with your family and friends that maybe, just possibly, they might listen to my words and start to question things. Why would you possibly get a shot that makes you sick every single year? And why would you take multiple shots in the same visit? Doesn't it make sense, you know, health, just health-wise, doesn't it make sense to you that you don't want to inject yourself with a whole bunch of vaccines on one dose? Like, I don't recommend getting any vaccine. Don't take me wrong here. But why double up, triple up? I mean, why do we send our children year after year to get multiple doses of vaccines? And then we can't, as a society, figure out the correlation between that and the rise in all of these developmental disabilities? We can't see that there's a rise in these spectrums? I, for one, figured this out a long time ago. And no doctor was ever going to convince me that my children needed all these vaccines. And of course, fear is the great motivator. There's nothing scarier, especially for an uninformed parent, to sit down and the doctor say, look, we've got rising cases in Washington State of the whooping cough. And I've seen children with this. You do not want your kid to get this. So we got to really get this vaccine in them. And nobody thinks to question that. Nobody thinks to question how much money every single practice gets ensuring that everybody's vaccinated. I think what we're seeing right now, and really we have the pandemic to thank for this, is rising numbers of people who are starting to question this, starting to question if I actually need this, or why is the government pushing this so much? What's the link between government and big pharma? Why is there a pill or a vaccine for every single thing that ails me, and the side effects are legion? I know my audience is smart enough to figure that out, but in case you're not, we've got our next episode, or our next next study here. I love this. Because science, in all of its wisdom, has done a study. And they studied a number of individuals, and they have found, wait for it, they have found that there's an unexpected correlation between IQ and COVID vaccination. So let me translate for you in the layman's term. If you don't get the vaccine, you're stupid. That's what this scientific study has said. You're stupid. You can't figure it out yourself. Okay, here's some of the key findings from the study. It was conducted between December 28th, 2020 and March 27th, 2022. The study aimed to characterize the relationship between personal intelligence, demographic characteristics, and adherence to the COVID-19 vaccination among young adults in Israel. The results were both intriguing and enlightening. Here you go. The study found a strong correlation between higher intelligence levels and vaccine adherence. Individuals with higher cognitive abilities were more likely to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Really? Because every single person that I know that didn't take this clot shot did so because they were studying on their own. They weren't sheep. They didn't just adhere to what the mainstream media and your God Fauci was spouting from the television. No, every single person that refused to get the vaccine was studying, going on the internet, reading books, listening to subject matter experts on it, and ultimately, using critical thinking, we're able to come to the conclusion that no, this isn't safe. I'm not going to be a guinea pig. So I don't trust your study at all. The vast majority of people that I saw getting vaccinated, well, there were a few of them, right? Number one, they just bought into it immediately. Oh, new vaccine. Perfect. I was getting low anyway. Or, in a lot of cases, they loved the incentives. They loved getting a little bit of money, a free donut, a free hamburger, all for just getting this vaccine. Sign me up. Does that make the mark of an intelligent person in your mind? Someone that is that easy to fool? Look, we're living in this time period where up is down and down is up. Everything is under attack. Science is telling us that you're not a male on birth. You know, we can't tell this just by looking down. That's the mark of intelligence? Is strict adherence to whatever the CDC is telling you? Listen to this. It goes on. Social skills also play a role. Beyond just intelligence, the research also highlighted the roles of social skills. Those with better social abilities were more inclined to adhere to vaccination guidelines. Also, they tested young adults, or they polled young adults on this and vaccine hesitancy. The phenomenon of vaccine hesitancy was explored with young adults, showing tendencies to socialize and often not adhering to public health guidelines. This group, due to an optimistic bias, often perceived themselves as less vulnerable, potentially acting as disease super spreaders. So now we're not just stupid, ladies and gentlemen. You're not just dumb for not taking the COVID vaccine, but you also don't play well with others. You might be antisocial, as it were. I'll tell you, I'm not antisocial. I am antisocialism. Maybe they misspelled something here. Yeah, I'm not going to just agree to whatever the government tells me. I'm just going to lay down and die. But typically speaking, and let's just walk this through, okay? I know a lot of Christians that didn't take the vaccine, a lot of Christians who are questioning this. Yeah, what's something that Christians do every single week? What is it? I can't think of. Oh, they go to church. Oh, that's right, where they socialize. So no, the people who didn't get the shot aren't antisocial. They don't have issues blending in with the community. No. We love the community. This is so ridiculous. I'd like to see the actual numbers on that. They didn't release this with the study. But my suspicion here would be that they saw the results and they flipped them. They saw the results and they realized, oh, crud. People that have low IQs are the ones that get the vaccines. People with low IQs have antisocial behavior. I think that's what actually happened. And they said, no, we can't release this. Let's just flip those numbers. And let's just try to put pressure on people once again, so that they'll take this next booster. So that when we shut down the economy again, they'll just go along. Yeah, that's their plan here. Speaking of that, and I skipped over this, and I didn't mean to, but, you know, this the FDC, or sorry, FDA, the FDA on this, with this COVID booster, passing this thing, you know, the FDA is one of those alphabet agencies within our government that you can truly trust. You know, there's so many foods and drugs that have been made legal in this country, and there's no health effects or adverse effects from this, right? You can look at, like, the European nations that have banned things like, oh, all these food colorings that are in so many of our foods. Yeah, those are approved by the FDA, and there's nothing at all that suggests that those dyes might, you know, cause cancer. You know, nothing at all. You can't find studies like that at all online. But what are some of the things that the FDA has actually made illegal in this country? Oh, you know, how about raw milk? Yeah, that's right. If your milk isn't pasteurized, not only is it illegal in this country, it's very hard to find. You can find it every once in a while. But you can actually get arrested in some states if you're producing raw milk in large quantities. So, yeah, that's something that the FDA does. You know, and you can trust them, obviously. So when they say the vaccine is good, this next booster is good, but you can't consume raw milk, I don't know. I might take an issue with that. Now, they did have some of these things on here. I didn't even realize. Okay, unpasteurized cheese. You know what? If I want to eat unpasteurized cheese, I'm going to eat unpasteurized cheese. And you're not going to stop me, okay? I like cheese. I love cheese, actually. And I'm going to eat it. But this is, I mean, I'm totally going off here, but this is weird. Okay, they've banned this specific cheese. It's called Casu Marzu, which translates to rotten cheese. It's popular in Italy, apparently, native to the Italian island of Sardinia. Listen to this. Would you eat this? It's fermented, then left to rot, and becomes infested with maggots. The rot-gorging maggots change the cheese's texture to make it soft and liquidy. I might be more willing to get a vaccine than eat that cheese. I don't know. You know, I might be with the FDA on this one. That's disgusting. Who would eat that? Who indeed would eat that stuff? All right. I'm not going to belabor it because there's a lot more to get onto. But write me. Let me know. Is that a cheese that you would consume? I would hope not. All right. Moving. And really, this episode is all about the vaccines and the face masks and everything like this. Well, we got the Freedom to Breathe Act. It was supposed to ban federal mask mandates. Unfortunately, it did not get unanimous consent. And I love what this Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance did here. He wanted unanimous consent. He wrote it in such a way that it required that. Because what it did is it really showcased those individuals who love freedom and those individuals who do not. And so his legislation was Senate 2738, called Freedom to Breathe Act, and they brought the bill to the Senate floor for debate. And Senator Vance said this, and I quote, "Any floor objection to the unanimous consent request would amount to a clear admission that Democrats intend to reimpose mask mandates in the near term. Unanimous consent for the bill would have required the approval of all 100 senators." He's right. He's dead right. You see, this man, I would imagine, is a poker player. What he just did is he called their bluff. He knew this thing wasn't going to pass. He knew the Democrats wouldn't sign on to this. And because they didn't, they just proved what all of us on alternative media are saying. The mask mandate is coming back. And I don't care if Fauci's on the news and he's saying, no, 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 no. We're not going to bring back a mask mandate. You know, Fauci, I remember... Oh, I don't know, half a dozen times you lied
on the media, telling us that masks did not help us in combating COVID-19. We should keep the masks only for the healthcare workers and the first responders. Oh, wait. No, wait. You do need to wear a mask. Oh, wait. You need to wear two masks and a visor and gloves, and you need to never come out of your house. Yeah, you're a liar. We know it. Okay, so when you say that there's no mask mandates that are coming in our direction again, we don't believe you. But listen to this, what this Massachusetts Democrat Senator Ed Markey, I think it's actually Malarkey, but this individual, he decided to debate him. And this is what he said. This bill is a little more than an attempt by Republicans to dismantle a public health infrastructure that had to be built to deal with the greatest of pandemics since 1918. Markey went on to say, our communities must be able to take steps to save lives and keep people from getting sick, including the tools of vaccines and masks. This bill is a red herring. It's a false debate. It's a distraction. It's misleading. And it's meant to deflect from what the GOP really stands for right now. Gimmicks over, people. But this is the part that really made me angry. Markey also said, you argue this bill is about freedom, but it's not. Freedom is parents and students knowing their school can take every step possible to keep them from getting sick or taking home an illness that could hurt their siblings, parents, or grandparents. Freedom is also knowing that when people travel over the holidays, every safety measure is available to keep them and their families safe. You, sir, are an idiot, a moron, to suggest that that's freedom. Freedom is, no, not your individual liberties. No, it's by the schools. People on the school board, people in government who can decide, look, we understand you like your freedom, but there's a pandemic. And we may or may not have engineered this pandemic, but we're going to shut it down. We're going to make sure that your kids can't get educated. We're going to put them in masks that have been proven, by the way, by your own scientists, yeah, that they're extremely disruptive to the formative years of those child's lives. Yeah, those. That's not freedom. Okay, freedom is not a restrictive policy that has been enacted to ensure that Americans can't travel freely, to where we get harassed and hassled every single time we try to take a flight or try to go in the grocery store, or try to get our haircuts, or try to go to church. That's not freedom. Okay, you literally took Benjamin Franklin, one of his most famous quotes. You remember the one? Those who trade a little temporary safety temporary safety for their freedom deserve neither freedom nor safety. Yeah, you took that and you word scrambled it. You vomited on it. And you came out with this. No American who understands our constitutional republic would ever believe your description of what freedom is. And Senator Vance spoke after Senator Markey and said, we cannot repeat the anxiety, the stress, the nonstop panic of the last couple of years. That's what this legislation is about, and the mandates, and the panic, and let's get back to some common sense. He's right. It's coming back at us, ladies and gentlemen, and it's going to be up to us, every single one of us, to ensure that their policies are not enacted in our local communities. I can tell you, I'm gearing up. I'm ready. Okay? Great oppression breeds great opportunity. I say it all the time. And as soon as they try this again, we're hitting the streets. And we're going to ensure that Spokane doesn't adhere to this garbage. They're going to know that this area, this region, and I hope it spreads like wildfire, that you can control us. You can send in as many bureaucrats as you want. There's more of us than there are of you. And we will never shut down again. Businesses will continue to operate. And I'm just going to go out on a limb here. And I'm going to suggest that if this occurs and people reject the vaccine, that the regions that reject your mandates, they'll be some of the healthiest in the country. Last but not least, the turbo cancer. There's been a number of posts all throughout social medias that have alleged that the COVID-19 vaccine causes turbo cancers. And of course, they've got to address this head on. They've interviewed the individual who first experimented on rats with this, which, by the way, they were giving them a massive dose, I think 100 times greater than what they were giving humans. But the individual says that only one mouse actually developed any type of cancer, but they can't confirm at all that this was caused by the vaccine, that the rat may have already been dealing with this prior to the vaccine. You see what they're doing here? Do you see how they're circling the wagon around Big Med, trying to ensure that you, the people, don't come to the proper conclusion? And that proper conclusion is this: that vaccine is killing you. Intentionally. This wasn't a mistake. These are the people who want to depopulate the world. These are the people like Bill Gates who said it on a TED Talks that they could depopulate the world using vaccines. These are the people that worshipped at the Georgia Guidestones until some hero blew it up, where it said they wanted to depopulate the world. These are the Klaus Schwabs, the Yuval Hararis, that want to reduce our world's population to a manageable state. And one of the best ways they can do it is through crisis solution. And that's exactly what the plandemic was. They engineered a crisis and they used their solution. And in this case, for a lot of people, it was a final solution. Just like Hitler. They are killing you intentionally. And that is a shocking conclusion to come to. And it's one I don't put out there lightly. But I know. I know because I study. I know because the Lord has revealed to me. These are their plans. And they're coming back. And they know that this vaccine is killing people. You cannot be in the news without seeing it over and over and over again. Well, most leading scientists on the alternative front have given people who got the COVID boosters and vaccines 2 to 3 years. Well, we're right on the edge here. They know that massive amounts of people are going to die. And the best way to cover that up is with another pandemic. Church and State is sponsored in part by the Constitution Party and Patriot Church. I'm Caleb Collier, and I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.